Viter in Shas, Rav Bavakama, Daf Chaf Aleph. Begin upon Chaf from a base, about the bottom of the page, about 16 lines up. Last word in line is Kahana, Itmar. Talk to Gemara. We're talking about Zenene Vizelo Chaser. Itmar of Kahana, Amar of Yochanan, Eino Tzarech La'alos Oschar. That's a squatter, does not have to go and pay him money because that guy is not losing anything. Rav Yavo Amar, Rav Yochanan, Vo says the name of Yochanan. That tzarech la'alos oschar, you do have to go and pay him. Amar Papa, Hod Rabbi Avo, la beferish etmar el mechlol etmar. He didn't say it straight out. We learned that Rashi's la behed yasham Rabbi Avo minei Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't straight out, but he inferred it from something else that he said. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah, which is talking about meila. We know that meila is someone uses hektish. There's two ways of doing it. If someone makes a kinyan on something, if they make a kinyan on hektish, then that is meila, chayv meila, and not allowed to do that. And or a situation where a person gets hana from a prut is worth of hana, that also is going to be over the iser of meila. Hare ze lo natal evan o korish al hektish. Let's say someone takes a evan, a stone, or it takes rashes. This is mefurish mesachas meila the begizbar skin. We're talking about the treasure. So he goes and he takes a stone or a beam of hektish. Hare ze lo mal. He's not over meila. Why? Because he didn't do anything there. Because we're talking about the gizbar. The guy's watching it. The meikar not mi rishus seavi was in his rishus originally. Ki hashta velu shinur. There's no shinur that's done over here. Nasa lechaver. He gave it to his friend. Hu ma'al v'chaver lo amal. Now he's over me'ila and his friend isn't. Says Rashi, the me'ikar nami b'rishu sehavi, he has to, I just said that, sorry. If he gives it to his friend, kan yachavero de gizbar, yesh lo rishu slitein v'zesho tzio l'chulin ma'al. Since the gizbar, the treasurer, has the ability to go and give it over to someone, now by doing that, it's a real gift, and now he's over me'ila, but his friend is not. B'no b'soch beso, let's say he didn't give it away, but rather he built it into his house. Rashi says, gizbar b'soch beso, lo ma'al is not over me'ila. Hare ze lo ma'al, ad shi yodur tachte ha-shavaput, until he lives under it. A shavaput, like we said, another way of getting, being over on me'ila, is getting shavaput of enough from it. V'amar shmo, v'ushi nicha al pi'aruba, that's when he like placed it on like the sunroof, like the sunlight. There's an opening in the roof, and he's placed it down over there, but it didn't actually be took it in. He didn't like connect it to it. Rashi says, "V'lo kavu b'binyan, the lo havi shinoi hilkach lomal ad sheyodet tatel, until he lived under it." V'yasev Rabbi Avo coming to Rabbi Yochanan, Avo sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. That's where he said, right, that he learned from him the zenas v'lochasa you pay. V'kamer shey the Shmuel, and he was in front of Rabbi Yochanan and saying the name of Shmuel Zosomeris Hadar b'chatzah chaver shalom midaito. Someone lived in the chatzah of his friend without the friend knowing about it. Tzarech la'alos oschar. He has to go and he has to pay him. Rashi says, "Midketani dechidar tachteya, tachtei chayev." The fact that since you live under it, you're going to be chayev. Ve'afal gav shalomi das hektish of it. He did it without the das of hektish. Hektish doesn't even know about this occurring over here. That was a Ravo speaking about what Shmuel said in front of Yochanan. V'shasuklin, Rav Yochanan was quiet when he said that. Ihu savar, and he thought to himself, oh, he was quiet. Midashasuk modile. You know, shtika koda must have been admitting to me. V'lo he askuche lo askuchbe. But really, that's not the case. He really wasn't paying attention to him. He was just like ignoring him. Because there's no raya that's actually true. And therefore, he wouldn't say Zenev Zelo Chaser is going to pay. Kido Rabba, because of Rabba, Da'amar Rabba, hektish shalomi das. Someone gets enough from hektish without it knowing about it. Beep, turn the page, chafalif. Kehedyot midas dummy. It's like getting enough from a regular person with that person. Okay, hedyot midas dummy. It's like getting enough from a hedyot with the person knowing about it. What would you have a minute to think that hektish doesn't know you're getting it? Rashi says, behektish, like alamim shalom midas. The das shchini ika, ilka kehedyot midas dummy. Of course, Hashem knows about what's going on over there. Therefore, it's like, you know, it's clear. Says the Gemara, Shalach Lei. So that's why. Don't tell me that he says Yeshalomidas. Don't say that it means that Zenev Zelo Chaser is going to be chayv to pay from this, from the fact that Yochanan was quiet and therefore he's maskim to you. Straight up, he was ignoring it because it didn't make any sense. Shalach Rabbi Ab, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Lamari Bar Mar. Boi Minei Me Rav Huna. Go and ask Rav Huna, Hadar b'chatzah chaver shalom idaito, tzarech la'alos oschar lo, do you have to pay him or not? Adahachi nach nafshid Rav Huna. In the meantime, Rav Huna ended up dying. So when he goes and he sent to ask Rav Huna, and he was done, so he wasn't able to ask him. Amali Rabba bar Rav Huna. However, Rabba bar Rav Huna, Rabba is his son, said to him, Hachim Rabba, this is what Tata said, Mari, Hachi Amar Abba Mari Mishmei the Rav, my father, my master, said the name of Rav. Einu tzarech la'alos oschar. You do not have to pay. V'asocha bayis miruvin, ma'alos oschar le'shimon. You know what else Tati said? He also said that someone who rents a house from Reuven has to pay Shimon. Shimon? My avidite. What shaykes? Who's Shimon? Why would he? What's going on? Hachikamai. Nimsa abayis shel Shimon maile lo schar. If I go to Reuven, I rent a house from him, and it turns out it's not really his, it's Shimon's, then I go and I pay Shimon. So it's Gemara. Tarti? Well, I don't get it. Are these two separate things that are being said over here? Says Rashi, Bitamia, Klomer, Tarti Mili Kamar, the Susser and Adaji, that they're Soser each other. Dahai the Sachar Bias by Shimon Meruvain, Havale Dar Bechat by Shimon Meruvain, Havale Dar Bechatzer Shimon Shalomidas, Shimon. If I go to Reuven and I rent a house from him, you know, Airbnb, I'm like, all right, thanks, Reuven, I'll do it. And then it turns out it's really not his, it's really Shimon's. And Shimon doesn't even know about it at all. V'kamer tzarech la'alos v'schar to pay him. V'reisha kamer ein tzarech, but the reisha said that if I'm renting it, if I'm living in a place that he doesn't even know about it, then I don't have to pay him. So what's going on? Says the Gemara, ha da kaima la'agra, ha da lo kaima la'agra. Not a problem, because the first situation was talking about that the zen nene v'zelo chaser. I am living there, I'm being nene, because I would pay and I don't have to pay anymore, because he doesn't know about it. V'zelo chaser is because he doesn't rent it out, so he's not losing anything. But the second case where it says you have to pay Shimon, is even though it's not midas, the point is, though, is that he would put it up for rent, and therefore I have to pay him. Even though it's shalom midas, the point is he is someone who is renting out. So therefore, it's zeh nene v'zeh chaser. It's mar nami, amr rabbi chiyah bar avin amr rav, amr la amr rabbi chiyah bar avin amr rav huna, hadar b'chatzer chaveru shalom midaito, and it's our chalas uschar, if we live in a chatzer friend and he doesn't know bad enough to pay him, v'asocher bayis, mepnei ha'ir ma'al eschar l'baylam. And one who rents a house from the town people, he has to pay rent to the owner, because clearly it was something that he rents. This is gomar baylam, ma'ay v'detai, what did they do? Hachanami nimsu l'baylam, ma'ilin l'am eschar. This is what it means. If the house is found to have an owner, then they have to pay him rent. Tarti. So the one hand saying you don't have to. The other hand saying you have to. What's going on? No, hadol kamer la'agra, hadol kamer la'agra. One is talking about when it's being not renting out. One is talking about, sorry, when it is being rented out. The other is talking about when it's not being rented out. You don't have to give him schar. Mishum shenemar. Ushiya yukas sha'ar. A pasuk is found in Yeshaya. A house that's a vacant house is broken apart by the demons of destruction. It says Rashi, a house that's vacant, what happens is you have this shade, Sheshmo Shi'iya, Mechates Shar, Bayis, Shein B'nei Adam Darmbo. He starts to destroy the gates of the house, and no one's there. Hilkach Zish Amarbo Haneu. I go and I squat there. I'm actually helping this person over here. He's gaining from the fact that I'm living over there. I myself saw this shade that was working on this house, and he was smashing it like a bull that's on a rampage. Yosef, a house that people are living in is able to continue to be living in. In other words, it stays in a good state because people that are there, they see this Rashi, they see that there's an issue that has to be taken care of. Baishu Miyushov, then they take care of it. Bediris Bene Adam, Yosef Yeshuvakayim, Lefisha, Darim Besochel, Roin Mashahu, Sarich, Umetakinu, so they go and they fix it. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two situations over here? The first one is talking about someone who's living in the house that's taking the shade, stopping the shade from being there. And the second one is talking about the fact that he goes and he's fixing it up. Either way, the squatter is helping the guy. My benayu, you can benayu to come shtamish bay b'tzive v'tivna. The difference between them is when the owner was using the house to store wood or straw when he goes and he sits over there. Since it was being used, therefore these destructive demons are not there because they have stuff that's there. Since people don't live there, therefore it's not getting taken care of. So according to the first shot, then the squatter didn't give hana to the person who was living there. According to the second one, he is giving him hana. Story time. Ahu gavr da bana apadna akil kalto de yasmi. There was a fella. It was a guy who built a mansion on this site that owned by orphan, but it was a dump. Says Rashi. Ashpa, the metamagidim akil kalot kalasa me ashpo ziyari mevyon. Okay, so Agbe Rav Nachman La Padne Mine, Rav Nachman took the mansion from this guy. This guy built the property on their thing. So Lemikasov Rav Nachman, Adar Bachatzah Chaveru, Shalom Idaita Tzarchalos Oschar. So we say that Rav Nachman's of the opinion, someone who lives in this friend's place without him knowing about it, has to go and pay him rent, because right now we're assuming the Gemara is saying that the land was not being used for anything when he goes and he built it over there. So the Gemara, no, ahu meikara karminoi havu daribe. No, really, there are people, there's a place called, says Rashi, these are people here, Shem Uma, a nation. And there are people that were living over there, karminoim. And they were paying the orphans a little bit, you know, for being over there. So getting rid of those people now by building the things, now the Yisomim are losing out, even a small amount. And you have to pay them the full amount of the Hana. Amalei Zil by Sinul Yasmi. So Nachman says to the builder who got rid of these Karmanoim, go make them feel better and pay them something that they're going to feel okay. But the contractor didn't listen. So we went ahead and he seized the property. Zok, the next part of the mission, we said that if the animal goes and eats the food that's in the middle of the street and it's just around, she pays what she got enough from. But if it's on the side of the street, then she pays what she damaged. Kesa mishalem is mashanen. That's right, she's going to pay what she gets enough from. Now we want to know from the side of the street. Amar Rav uvimacharezes. The case is where the animal turns its head to go and eat. Rashi says, Mecharez is Rosha Merachva Letzida, to the side, Shel Rechava, and Va'acha Peres Katani Masnis, and the Meshalemis Mashizika, Afak of the Kula Kami Rechava. Even though everything's out in the street there, still it turned its head, which is an unusual thing for it to do. Normally it's walking along the way, it just eats what's right in front of it, but if it turns its head, it goes to the side of it. So in such a case, that's what we're talking about. Shmuel Amar Afil Machazeres Nami Pater, even if she turns her head to get the food, she's also going to be Pater from paying. Rashi says, "Hol v'gufa behema koy beruchva da'archahu la'achzir rosha v'shein v'rishus haram." He says, "Shem v'rishus haram is Pater," and it says, "Even though they do that, because right now it's in the street, and therefore it's considered v'rishus haram and Shem v'rishus haram is Pater." So that is machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's talking about a case where she turns her head, then she's going to be chayev. Shmuel says, "Even if she turns her head, she's going to be Pater." V'lishmuel heichim mishkachas l'dem chayev. According to Shmuel, how are you going to find a case that there's going to be chayev when eating by tzideh on the side of the street when the Mishnah said straight up, she pays what she damaged? And for the Gemara Kagon, the shvakta l'rechava v'azav akama b'tzideh rechava. We're talking about a case where she left the street and went to stand on the sidewalk. It's not normal for them to walk, therefore it's considered rishus ha-yachid over there. Right? Just, they don't usually walk on the side. The fact that it like, made a beeline to go over there. And there's some that taught this on its own, not nothing to do with the Mishnah. Machazeres, what's the din of an animal turns its head to go eat? Rav Mechayev is Shmuel Merpatura. Rav says Chayev, Shmuel says Putur, Shmuel, Meshalemis, Ma Shezika, Hechemishka Chesla, the Mechayev, I can find your Chayev. You go into Shefcha Lechava, also a common to the Rechava, when it left in the middle of the street, it went to the side of the street, unusual situation, therefore going to be Chayev. Masi Rav Nachman, Bar Yisrach, Mipesach, Achanus, Meshalemis, Ma Shenenis. Rav had said that the animal is going to be Chayev on the stuff of the side when it turns its head. And it sounds over there that it's getting hana. I'm sorry, and it's going to be chayv when it's damaged. Hold on 1 second. He comes and he asks, what about the fact that the Mishnah says on the entrance of a store, she's going to pay what she got hana from? How do you find that? Pshita machazeres. I must be talking about a case where the animal turned its head, right? The storekeeper never puts the entrance of the store in the middle of the street where the entrance is going to be right where the animal's walking. The only way that we're talking about here, the animal must be, it's walking down the street. It can eat from the store as if she turned its head to go and eat from it. V'ka'amar mashananis. But it says that you have to pay what the animal got enough from. Mashananis in mashazika lo, they got enough from, yes, but not what she damaged. According to Rav, she has to pay what she damaged, though. What's going on? Not considered normal. It's not considered chance. It's called mazik, and therefore it should be chayiv. What's going on over here? It says Gemara, who most of the Mufarkla. He asked and he answered, the kaima b'keren zavis. We're talking about a case where the store is standing at a corner. And since the store is standing at a corner, as the animal walks straight, it kind of meets up with that particular corner, and therefore it's considered shein, and therefore it's going to be only what she got enough from and not what she damaged. There's some that say that no, Rav and Shmuel actually don't argue at all when it comes to Machazeres. Everyone says that they're going to be chayv. Even Shmuel would say that. Rashi says, "Delo hayala lahachzir rosha litzidi rechava." Doesn't make sense for it to turn and say, and eat. Ki pligi, what are they arguing? We're talking about a case of somebody who sets aside part of his rishus to be part of rishus harabim. Says Rashi, he's talking about a person has property that, you know, it's right along Rishus HaRabim, and they have a wall that they recess in. They move it in a little bit. So, like, part of their property now is, you know, not protected, and it's, like, connected to Rishus HaRabim. They put their fruits over there. The animal walking through doesn't even turn its head. Rashi says, Shekinah Zatoch Shalo, Ubanavi, Niach Mikarko, La Rishus HaRabim, Veshetach Sham Peros, he put his fruit over there, Venichlis Hasham Behema, the Behema went there, Derech Hiluchu Vachaltan. Just walk straight in the name without turning its head. Means to say, I'm a rab, lo shanu ela machazeris, of a maxim makom rishusa, the rishusa rabbin petura. The Mishnah said that she's going to pay when she was mazik, only when she turns her head to get the food. But if someone makes, you know, this situation where you set aside some of your property for rishusa rabbin, the animal eats it, then she's not going to be chayev. Shmuel amar afilu maxim makom rishusa rabbin, chayev is even in that situation, is going to be chayev. Now, lema b'chor b'rishusa gemifgli. We just learned it now. You want to say that the machlokas is about whether someone's going to be chayev for lema bebor b'shuso gemifgli, about having a boar over there, a pit in his property, where somebody makes a boar in his property and then he leaves it over there, but he's mafker, but he's not mafker the boar itself. Then that's a machlokas that we're going to see later on. And daf mem tes amud beis b'shomer b'kiva. Rabbi Akiva says that the owner, the original owner, is now chayev for the damage of his boar, because by leaving the property over there, he made it part of the public, you know, Rishus HaRabim, and therefore made it a boar Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, he's not going to be, because he could say, I wasn't mafkir my property in order to be chayev. I was only mafkir in order to, like, give, for whatever reason, but the boar is still going to remind to me it's Rishus HaYachid. Now, Rav Amar, Rav Amar, that Potter, Kasavar Bor, which is so chayiv. Rav, who says that one is not going to be chayiv for if the animal eats the fruits that's lying in that property he left out for the Rishus HaRabim, he says that one's going to be chayiv for a boar that's in his property. Meaning that boar that he's mafker everything he left out, one is going to be chayiv for. Because like we saw, that the stuff that's in Rishus HaRabim, that's really Rishus HaYachid stuff in Rishus HaRabim. And going to be putter, must be, because like, you made it Rishus HaRabim, that's where the putter, and therefore the pit's considered like Rishus HaRabim. And, pardon, now this is like a bor Rishus HaRabim, therefore you're going to be chayev. Rav damar putter, kasav bor Rishus HaChayev. Ushmul damar chayev, kasav bor Rishus HaPutter, because it's not because they're bor Rishus HaRabim. Is that what you want to say, that the machlokas is in? Oh, beautiful. Says no. Amalach Rav, I could say, no, don't try to relate the two. Because he could say, Amalach Li Olam Emalach, really I could tell you, beep, turn the page. Chafal from a base. Ba'alma Borber Shuso Potter. Generally speaking, one is not chayev for a boar that's in his Rishos. Meaning Rav could say, like Rav Yishmal, who said the Torah is not going to be mechayev for making this pit unless it's in Rishos HaRabim. Like Rabbi Shmuel comes and says, "V'shani acha," and over here it's different. The case of someone who puts his fruit out on the land, and that's in the Rishus HaRabim area ish, because the animal's owner can say, "Lav kol kaminach the mekareves lehu lepirasach the Rishus HaRabim mechayeves lehu l'torai." It's not your Rishus. You don't have the. It's not your right that you can bring this near the Rishus HaRabim and now make my cow chayev for going to eating them. Meaning, when the owner goes ahead right now and he gives over to, like, the Rishus HaYachid, that area, what do you want? You put your fruits out there. It's not the public's issue. It's not the problem of the people out there. And therefore, Rav is going to say that the owner of the cow is off the hook, not because of the fact that he's getting a kenas, but because he was poshea, that he wasn't careful with the peros.
Ushmuel amar ba'alma bor b'rishus chayev. And Shmuel could say, generally speaking, one's going to be chayev for a boar in his rishus if he leaves it open in the public area now, but you mafka the rest of the land. Rashi says, hol v'efkero. V'hocha my taima behema shal chatel chayev. Why would you be chayev? Right, so we'll see. Now, debishlam a bor ika lamemar lava daite. Because, hey, it makes sense that in the case of an actual boar that's there, the pit, the animal doesn't know that it's there. So you know that he has to walk around it. Ella peros mika lemer lavadite. What do you want to say, that he's not aware of it? Hachazilu. He sees the food that's sitting right over there. The boar, maybe he don't know what's going on. Says the Gemara lemecha machazeres tanai. Back to the animal turning its head. Let's say that this is a machlokas tanoim, the time of the braisa. Achle mitoch harchavim ishalem es mashanenis. If it says the braisa that if it eats from the middle of the street, you pay what got enough from. It's either harchavim ishalem es mashanenis. You pay what you are mazik. Div Rabbi Meir for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Lazar amim ein darko lechol ela lahalich.
It's not the way to eat, but to walk. Rabbi Yossi, Hainu Tanakama.
Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer over here, these seem to be the same opinion as the Tanakama. The Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yossi doesn't mean that it's not the animal's way to eat in public at all, because the Pasuk says it's going to be chayiv if it eats in someone else's field, which means that there's no chayiv if it eats in the Rishus HaRabim. So rather, Rabbi Yossi means that it's the way of the animal to walk down the street and not to go off the path and eat from the sides. But if that's what he's saying, then he's saying the same thing as the Tanakama, who he seems to be arguing on. El machazeres, he could be naya, must be the difference between them, is machazeres when it turns its head. Tanakama, sabi machazeres, nami mashal mashananis, he even goes and pays what he does, that's Rabbi and Rabbi Huda. And Rabbi Yossi, sabi mashalam is mashizika. No, he says it only pays what she is mazik, what she damages. So the Gemara, lo, the kuleyama, this is not a machalikus tonight. The kuleyama, Machazeres, Ikarav, Ikashmuel. We could say that everyone over there is going to hold that when she turns her head and she goes eating from the side of the street, either like Rav or Shmuel. The Hacha, this Braisa, Bebir Besteacha Kubifugi. The Machlokas is in when he goes and eats from someone else's field. That's what they're arguing. Marsav, Bebir Besteacher, Velobir Shasarab, meaning the Tanakama says that we say when it consumes in the field of another, but not in Rishus HaRabim. So that the Tanakama, meaning Rabbi Meir and Behuda, would say that if the animal eats in the middle of the street, then only what's got enough from she eats. So my sever beer b'steyacher v'lo b'rishus ha-mazik. What does that mean? B'steyacher means as opposed to Rishus of the mazik. That's what it's excluding over here. But if the stuff is in Rishus HaRabim and the animal eats it, then it's going to be chayev to go and pay. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Lezer are saying it's not the way to eat, but to walk means that the animal, the owner of the animal, has to pay what she damaged, even if it's from the middle of the street. In fact, the Gemara, but birshus amazik lima perach birshusi my boy. Right, he wants to say that it's coming, saying it's excluding. It's in your field, excluding if it was in the field of the damaging animal. Of course, that's not going to be chayav. The owner can just say, "What's your food doing over here?" So it can't be that that's what it means. So you say, "Okay, in a chinami, ella de ilfa v'Rabbi Yoshaya ikabenayo." The difference between them is ilfa and Rabbi Yoshaya. Says Rashi, bring his way back. The amir ilfa le'el behema shepashta tzavari va'ochla me'el gabi chaver. If the animal lifts up its neck and goes and eats from the on the top of the back of the friend, chayev is going to be chayev. With Rabbi Yoshaya, the amir behema kofetzes va'ochla mitocha kupa. Chayavas, that's what's going to be chayav. Ika benaya, mayor savar mitochar chava leolam pater. In the street, you always pater. Elefima shenanis, leolam pater, elefima shenanis, vafilu bide ilfa rebushaya, vasa rebiyosi the mimar, ain't darka lufshet savar al chavar, it's not normal to do that. Vain darka likfots miderich velecho, it's not normal to go and jump and eat. Ela halich, isle le ilfa, de rebi oshaya. Meaning what? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say that if she eats in the middle of the street, she pays only what she got enough from, means that no matter what the case is, even in the case of Ilfa, where the animal stretched out the neck and ate from the back of the other one, or in Rav Oshaya's case, where it jumped up and ate out of the basket someone was carrying, they were going to pay only what got enough, but not what they damaged. Rabbi Simer Lazar, on the other hand, they say that it's not the way to eat, but to walk, meaning it's not the way to jump and eat or to eat from the basket someone's carrying, but just to walk normally. Therefore, you have to pay damages in both of these cases. All right, we spoke about rego. We spoke about chain. Now we're going to see unusual circumstances. If you have a dog or a baby goat, they go and jumped from the top of a roof. And it broke utensils when it landed. They pay full on nezek mifnei shehein muadim because they're muad. That makes sense that they jump a lot. Rashi's likvot. So Rishus a nizak ka'amar. They told the regal is the nizak and they told the regal that for you pay entirely. Hakelav shenot the charev halacha gidish. Let's say a dog takes a charev with this biscuit again from the coals, and it goes to the where there's a bunch of grain. And achal acharev idlik agadish, it eats the biscuit and it sets the fire, the stuff on fire. Al acharev mishalim nezik shalom, you pay nezik shalom for that. Ashes tahavi shein b'shus anizak. And v'al agadish mishalim chatzin nezik. Rashi says mefarish gemara, it's going to explain why that is that you pay chatzin nezik on the gadish. Taima says gemara, taima dekafzu. The reason why they're going to pay for the nezik is because they jumped hanaflu pater, but if they fell, then they would actually be pater. Alma kasavet tchilas v'pshiyav asof v'ones pater. If something starts off as a poshea but ends in ones, then you're going to be pater. What's the beginning of the pshia? That the owner left it over there to go and hang out on the roof, even though it would nest and would generally jump. But over here, it didn't, and it just fell. It says Rashi, dibay la suke daite delma kapsi. You should have watched that. Sofa bonus on Nuflu and a feel a law have a lay la suke daita. That's not on, that couldn't have been on his mind. Tanya Namiachi, the Brisa, which says bring which supports this idea that you're not gonna be chai if it fell if it jumped. Hakel Bagdish Kotsumershagag with Shofa Zakhila Mashal and Zikshalim. Nuflu Paturim, but if they fell, then they're gonna be putter. Now, honey chlamandam tchila but shiva sofa bonus putter. There are those that say that if it starts as pshia and ends with donus, you're actually going to be chayev. Says Gemara, kagon demakrave kelim legabi kosel. They're going to say that this mission of Brisa, the reason why you're going to be off the hook over here when it fell, is talking about a case where the stuff is really close to the wall. Says Rashi that the leka tchilas of pshia di avikavti libra mamani avikavti. That if it would jump, it would, as the Gemara says it now, the chikafsi b'kfitza lo nafle, if it would really jump, it wouldn't fall on it because it's very close to the wall. Therefore, it's not even considered its chila as b'pshia, and therefore, that's why you're going to be potter. Sometimes even if it just falls, you're going to be chayiv. You're talking about a case where the wall is a messed up wall, right? It's a very weak wall, and the owner has to know that if it's on there, then it makes sense that it's going to fall. Mind you, what are we talking about here? Why would you be chayiv, the owner, for that? Does it mean to say that it should have been known that the stuff might fall? Sof, lo nafal arche, v'nafal inu. At the end of the day, the bricks didn't fall down. Just the animal itself fell. Rashi says, "Klomer came into sof sof lo nafel arche ein sofa b'pshia." You don't have it as pshia. Tchilas b'pshia sofa b'onesu. That clearly can't be the case then. So lo tzvicha because of tzar. We're talking about a wall which is very narrow. Maybe it's not a bad wall, but it's very narrow. So the animal falling from the top of the onto the thing is not considered something which is you couldn't have known about it. But really, it's called pshia because you should have thought about the fact that this animal, even though it would jump, but it would basically fall off it because it doesn't give you the opportunity to really jump properly. Let's talk to the Gemara. Tell her about it. Hakelav Agadisha Dilgu. If you have a dog or a baby goat that jumped onto a kli and it broke the kli, Mimata Lamaila Pturim. If they jumped from a lower place to a higher place, then you're going to be potter. As she says, mi nezek shalim. B'chayv b'chatzi nezek. Dimishunin, because it's very unusual to break it on the way up. However, right, so it's called Karen for a time, and you pay chatzi nezek. But it's from the top going down, then you're going to be chayv. Because that is something which is a regel, and you got to pay straight up full amount. Obviously, we're talking about in the chatzar and nizak. Let's say you have a person or a chicken that jumped onto a kli and broke it. In both circumstances, it's going to be that there is a chiyav to pay nezek shalim. Beep, turn the page. V'atanya akelav agadish el dilgu bein l'mala l'mata bein l'mata l'mala p'turim. I believe the Brisa says that either way they're going to be potter. Targum Rebbe Papa da'apich meipach. So a papa comes along and he explains that the second Brisa is talking about a case where each of the animals shows a different way to come down. Kalba bizkira, vigadya bisricha. That is that the dog came down by jumping and the kid came down by like trying to walk down. Right? So bizkira means kvitsa. And sricha is shinoitz tiparna bakotza, sucks his nails into the wall. Shane darko bakach, mishunenhein. It's very unusual to do such a thing. And that's how it traveled. If that's true, why would they be potter? Right, we're talking about a case where the jumping is not crazy, not strange. Then why does it say they're not chayav? They should be chayav at least chatzi nezek. So it means pater minezek shalem. That's all it means. So you're right. They have to pay, but bechayavim bechatzi nezek. They have to pay chatzi nezek. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.